Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get him, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
I was sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock! That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Oh, man. Yeah, we have a lot to comb through today. Monday edition. Hope you had a fantastic Thanksgiving. Yeah, but it's time to get back to work. Yeah, I'm not a good, let's take a bunch of time off guy. I'm good at this. Getting back to work is what I like. So here we are. Hope Thanksgiving was outstanding for you. We'll get into all that. But we have a lot of college football to sift through as well. 615-844-5600 is the number you can use if you do want to get into the show. Twitter at Bill is King. And email BillIsKing7@gmail.com. Couple of items here. To get started with Crazy Charlie, it took about 4 or 5 days. He got his results, and as was expected, he tested positive. So he is in quarantine. I don't know when day one started. I don't know how the rules work there, but he'll be out at least through this week, the way I understand it, maybe longer. He is doing well. He does have symptoms, though. He's not asymptomatic. He does have symptoms. And he says that he is without taste or smell. And he gets tired really easy, which is pretty typical from what I read through these months on this topic of the virus. So, if you can drop him a message, please do. Crazy Charlie, in quarantine at home, but doing pretty well and working his way through all of this. So, again, if you have a thought for him or two, please send him a message. At Crazy Charlie 615 on Twitter is an easy way to get to him, to drop him. Couple of encouraging words, but he's doing okay. He's doing okay and expected back. We don't know when. That's whenever all of this takes course. Adam is in with us, and everything is okay as far as the show is concerned. Also, before we get into Week 13 in the games, like the Iron Bowl, the Egg Bowl, Ohio State didn't even play, things like that, items like that, Vanderbilt unhired Derek Mason. That happened over the weekend. Vanderbilt went to Missouri and lost, what was it, 41-0. And Vanderbilt football is going nowhere. And they're going nowhere fast. But they did fire Derek Mason. Good guy now. But like most any other coach who's ever had the Vanderbilt job, not able to get anything done. With the exception of a James Franklin, a Bobby Johnson for a bit, George McIntyre back in around 82-ish. Most everybody at Vanderbilt who's ever had that job, it's a nice paycheck, but it does not end up with a happy ending. It just doesn't. It's a tough gig. And here are some of the names. Before we get into week 13, like I mentioned, here are some of the names that are being chucked out there as possibilities. And this comes from Chris Lee, who does a very good job covering this topic. Chris Lee, you've heard him on this show before. Jeff Fisher, former Titans, Rams coach, played at Southern Cal, California kid, but lives here. He's got a farm here in Kingston Springs, in the 615 area. If you head out 40 west, just outside of Bellevue, there you have Kingston Springs. He's got a big place out there, and he has apparently for years said, I would be interested in that gig. That's a name. Throw that name out there. Jamie Chadwell, who's from Knoxville, currently the Coastal Carolina coach, and doing a very good job there as well. He's a young guy, much younger than Jeff Fisher. Will Healy, former Austin Peay head coach, now at Charlotte. He's from the Chattanooga area. He's been mentioned with Vanderbilt for many, many years, on and off. And Clark Lee, there is not a better, more dialed-in defensive coordinator in college football right now than Clark Lee. He is at Notre Dame. And he is from the 615, went to Montgomery Bell Academy, MBA, private school, very well known. Played baseball at Belmont, and I think also at Birmingham Southern, transferred to Vanderbilt for football years ago. And since then, has been working on his coaching resume, and that resume is really pretty right now. Yeah, there are a lot of good defensive coordinators out there that have notoriety and longevity. Clark Lee's kind of new to the list. But nobody is adjusting in games and dialing it up better than Clark Lee right now. How would he do at Vanderbilt? What would his interest be? I don't know. He's got a lot of connections to Vanderbilt, but I don't know. Now, again, before we get – this third time I've said this – before we get to week 13, just because Vanderbilt fired Derek Mason, which was the right thing to do, I think they owe him – and it's a private school – so it's not public information, but they owe him probably for at least 3 years is what the word is. But whoever takes that job's got two angles. It's very simple. One, you take the job because you genuinely believe you can get something done there, which is hard for me to believe, but maybe you believe. You genuinely believe that. Because whoever interviews for that job, you will probably be lied to like everybody else who's ever taken that job about facilities and everything else. Vanderbilt has made no attempt. They've lied a bunch. No attempt at facilities or anything else. They just tell the next guy the right things, and they release PRs to the public, which says all the right things, and then they never follow up. It's just to advance to the next conversation. They have lied for centuries at Vanderbilt. I have no reason to believe they will quit lying. But one of two things. Either you really believe what you're about to be told about this job, or it's a really sexy paycheck. Why not? Move to Nashville. Well, I wouldn't move to Nashville. I'd move to Wilco or the Borough or Mount Juliet or Kingston Springs or wherever. I would not move to Nashville. Don't do that. Drive into Vanderbilt every day. But it's a nice paycheck, and you know what? When it fails, a lot of money's been banked. That's the two ways I would look at this job, because I don't trust a damn thing Vanderbilt ever says about supporting football. Never have, never will. And so far, I've been right about it. But they do have an opening, and we'll see what happens. Todd Fitch is the interim. The defensive coordinator. Okay. Where are we going to start here before we before we have to break? Iron Bowl went about like I thought. Alabama was favored by 24. They could have won by 44. And they dominated. Offensive side of the ball is still clicking. Yeah, they're really, really in groove right now. And the defensive side of the ball is, week by week, getting better. Alabama right now is the most impressive team playing. Does that mean that's the case 2-3 weeks from now, 4 weeks from now, playoffs? Don't know that. We know this is a fluid situation, but right now, Alabama is the favorite over anybody else to win the Natty. We'll see if that holds. It might not. Very, very impressive. Nick Saban, not at the game. He was at home because he tested positive. And I'm sure it drove him crazy. Sark did a very good job leading the team. So, Iron Bowl went as, I would say, scripted. Alabama wins very, very handily. Egg Bowl went about like I thought. Ole Miss wins by what, a touchdown? And Mississippi State, I got to tell you now, I know the record's not sexy. Mike Leach is coaching him up. There's not a whole lot to coach up, and a few have been run off. That's what he does. But if I'm a Mississippi State fan, I'm not upset right now. I'm just trying to get to the point where we like the players we have and we're able to play with them and win with them. But the Egg Bowl was supposed to go to Ole Miss, and it did. Nice win for them. Very nice win. Ohio State had to cancel. Of course, the coach, Ryan Day, tested positive. And they were about to go to Champaign to take on Illinois without the Zucker. No, the Zucker was not there. My boy, the Zucker, no longer coaches them. Lovey coaches them. Some people like 614 Rob worried about that game. That was not going to be a game. Buckeyes would have won big. Some are worried that the Buckeyes might fall under the six-game minimum threshold, which is a league rule, to get to the Big Ten championship game. They have two games left, Michigan State and Michigan. If one of those cancels, they're not eligible for the Big Ten title game unless the league average number of games falls down some. But that doesn't necessarily eliminate them from the playoffs. It may, but you don't have to win your league or play in your league's championship game to be in the playoffs. And by the way, I like that. I have never, ever, ever, can I say ever again, been for some, hey, we need a rule, you gotta play or win your league to be in the playoffs. I've never been for that. That is not a good rule. Not a good rule at all. So they're not necessarily out just because they don't play in the Big Ten championship game. You may say, well, Bill, how about not playing enough games compared to some other leagues? That may be an issue with the committee. I'm not discounting that. But just because they don't play in the Big Ten championship game does not eliminate them from the playoffs. That's all I'm saying. And they are one of the four best teams. Clearly. I don't think there's any question they are one of the four best teams. They're not perfect. They're not as good as they were a year ago. I don't think they're going to be as good as they were a year ago. But I still think they're one of the top four teams. So the Buckeyes, as you know, did not play. Michigan, again, embarrassing themselves. Yeah, I don't know what to say about Michigan, but that program does not have a football heartbeat or a football soul left in their body. Every Saturday is an increasing embarrassment when you talk about Michigan. That's all I can say. Penn State got a W. Indiana beat Maryland, lost Michael Penix, very scared that he's done for the year. Jeff in Chicago sent me a message. He's worried about it. Yeah, got rolled up there on that play, that running play out of bounds, and it did not look good. Not trying to play doctor here, but it did not look favorable for the lefty quarterback from Florida, Michael Penix, who has done a very good job for IU. The Oregon-Oregon State game, I didn't get to see. I've had a lot of people ask me about it. That was a Friday night. Oregon State won that game. And Friday night was high school ball for me. So count me out of that one. I didn't see it. Friday night, y'all, is for high school ball, first and foremost. If there's a tiebreaker that's needed for me, it's always going to be high school ball on a Friday night over college ball. I don't care who's playing. That is the sacred ground of high school ball on Friday night. A lot to get to. Yeah, a bunch here to get to. I just looked up. I know we're late. So let's get the break. 615-844-5600. Monday edition means no guesting. Just us. We do not guest it on Mondays. We just have 3 hours of long-form conversation that goes wherever it's going to go. We're just getting started. Omni, Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. We're watching traffic volume increase already out here. Sections of Henderson, it's coming through Hendersonville and Vietnam. That's still not too bad as far as interstate accidents that's blocking traffic right now. There's a minor wreck 40 east between OHB and the Wilson County line. And the heaviest flow, of course, is coming westbound out of Mount Juliet right now into Hermitage. A sleep of the sharks in a grown-up atmosphere at Ripley's Aquarium in the Smokies, December 26th and 27th. All the details at ripleysaquarium.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
The Locksmith Company, our full-service locksmithing expert, is reminding motorists to slow down on our roadways and keep an eye out for children at play and never text and drive. This message is from the Locksmith Company. For all your residential, commercial, or automotive locksmithing needs, call today for a free estimate or 24/7 emergency service at 931-801-5427. That's 931-801-5427. And visit thelsco.com. The Locksmithing Company is looking forward to seeing you.
Have a say in this year's Pro Bowl vote, presented by Verizon.
Mahomes gonna take off for it.
The Pro Bowl may look different this year, but the best players will still be recognized.
Best in the business, baby.
So, who showed out?
Kyler Murray.
What a strike.
Who brought the energy and the hustle?
JJ with the hit. The ball is out.
Who made the historic plays?
The speed of DK Metcalf.
Show your love. Cast your vote. And make sure your favorite players still earn their place on the 2021 Pro Bowl roster. Vote today at NFL.com/Pro Bowl Vote.
The award-winning Bob's Steak and Chop House, located in the Omni Nashville Hotel, is a nationally renowned steakhouse specializing in the finest corn-fed Midwestern prime beef. The menu formula is simple. Incredible meat, gigantic shrimp, fabulous salads, and decadent desserts. Classic steakhouse food prepared and presented in a manner that Bon Appetit calls. The kind of fare you'll want to go back for again and again. Voted one of the top 50 restaurants in the country by Travel and Leisure magazine. And one of only 11 steakhouses in America that serves A5 Wagyu beef. Bob's Steak and Chop House is ready to host your private holiday parties and get-togethers. And if you need a stocking stuffer, there's no better gift than a Bob's Steak and Chop House gift card. To book your private holiday party, call 615-761-3707. Located downtown at the Omni Nashville Hotel. Bob's Steak and Chop House.
Here's a smart suggestion.
Check out the new and improved WNSR.com.
You're going to have to explain that.
It's the new and improved WNSR.com. With everything a sports fan needs.
We got a whole new attitude.
All the scores. All the highlights. All the updates. All the stories. And even the new website smell. From Nashville Sports Radio.
This is the most important religious event of our time.
You keep saying that, but you don't tell me how.
Log on to the new and improved WNSR.com. Bill King doesn't need a countdown clock because he already knows when football season starts.
Couple of other notes and we'll get a few calls. No Cav up in Chicago. Says, Bill, have you seen this story? Florida State Now, we're just to Monday morning. This was announced on Sunday. Has already proclaimed they're not playing the Duke game in Durham, North Carolina this next Saturday. That's three straight weeks. Clemson game, Virginia game, Duke game. Does Florida State want to play football or not? I mean, what in the hell is going on at Florida State? I can't answer that for you. I can tell you what I see. I see a big CF. Can't use those words, but we can use the letters. But wow. Yeah, I no, Kev, I saw that. I don't know what to say other than, what's the point? What is the point? A lot of people are also hitting me up. Hey, Bill, where's Jeff in the Borough? How about those Richmond Spiders? Yeah, Richmond in basketball. Basketball. Beat Kentucky yesterday in Rupp Arena. I had the game on. Yeah, I had the game on. I had that on one channel, or one TV, and I had the Titans game on the other. I did. I had it up. I was watching. One more note. Aliquippa Bob. Bill. The ultimate most hated rival shot would be Michigan cancels the Ohio State game just to keep them out of the playoff and ruins their chances for a natty. That would be a pretty good bleep you moment for Michigan. That Michigan's got nothing else. I mean, it's not like Michigan has a team for that game for any chance to win it. They don't. So why not just quit, and then maybe, it's not a lock, but maybe that locks Buckeyes out of the playoffs. Again, folks, that's not necessarily the case, but it could be. Could be. Coach Marshall checking in on this Monday. Hope everybody had a outstanding Thanksgiving. What's up, Marshall?
It was a kind of a subdued Thanksgiving, but it was a tremendous Sunday in the Winkler household yesterday.
I know. I saw you on Twitter. Vanderbilt did something with their head football coach who wasn't getting anything done.
Well, let's put that on the back burner for a minute. Can we send Allen? Can we send Allen from Tampa down there to Tallahassee to see what the hell's going on?
We need somebody. I mean, it's just already the Duke game's a no-go. I mean, we hadn't even gotten to Monday yet when this got announced. God.
Man, they must have the flu, the common cold, the virus. They must have everything going on there.
How about the lack of want to?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and I forgot about the Richmond game and Jeff and the Burr. Didn't Kentucky get beat by somebody like that last year early in the season?
Evansville.
Yes, I remember that.
Evansville beat them. Walter McCarty, former Wildcat player, was coaching them that night.
Let me put this plug in here because I know you probably won't. Bill's son Friday night. I mean, I know he scored one touchdown on a tall sweep, didn't he, Bill?
First play of the game from offense, Brandon King went about 70 at Henry County. So they are heading to Cookville.
Some type of tall sweep or something.
Just a student body. Well, it wasn't student body, right? It was where the quarterback's in the shotgun, the running back is caught to his left, and just a little handoff to the right.
Yes, and they're going to play for the state championship in Cookville against Oak Ridge. And I bet you don't know this. Oak Ridge, one of their coaches, used to coach at Franklin.
I did not know that. Who is it?
Brian White. He coached at Franklin while I was there, yes. He's originally from the Oak Ridge area.
Oak Ridge has been a pretty good program for many, many years. Many years. And if people driving up 40, you see those, the Oak Ridge is known for the nuclear plant. You can see those two big stacks when you go by. But it's a good little athletic town, really is.
Yeah, Oak Ridge and Dobbs had been the two mainstays up there in East Tennessee for back in the day, wasn't they?
Correct. Yep.
So
correct.
But now on to Vandy. I was in Publix and got a text from Murray, and I'd like to fell out on the floor.
Yeah, I was skeptical that they would do anything, but I'm happy they're trying to move on. We'll see what happens with this, but it's at least it's a start.
Yeah. Yeah, and you yourself included, a lot of people think it, you know, they're not going to do anything. But, you know, you throw out $3 to $4 million to a lot of people, and that's very inviting, isn't it, Bill?
It is. Again, I'm skeptical. I saw it was Barton Simmons, I think, tweeted this, and mm-hmm. he's dead on right. Whoever Vanderbilt interviews, the person getting interviewed better ask more questions than Vanderbilt asks them.
I totally agree with that.
Yeah.
And I know in the back of my mind, said they have a new chancellor. I don't know if he pulled the trigger on this or not, but this is very and you've been in this city as long as I have. This is very unlike Vandy to do what they did on Sunday. So maybe the change in chancellor has a change in attitude over there.
The reports are that they owe him for at least 3 years, which is
and that's a drop in the bucket when you got a $1 billion endowment, you know.
Oh yeah, no, Vanderbilt's
they had no money problems at all.
Vanderbilt has always had the money. That's never been a question. But as Greg Pogue on the show that's after this one points out, Vanderbilt has selective poverty, and when they need it, they claim it.
Exactly. Me and you both know that. So yeah. Let's just hope they get the right guy this time, and they move forward and not only promise new facilities but go forward with it.
Actually, dig a ditch to start it.
Exactly.
I mean, we can get Allen up here to get it going if they need.
Exactly, we can hire Allen, bring him on up here.
Right.
So, but Bob, we may go over and try to steal Bob's coach up there in Pennsylvania.
I hear you, man.
All right, Bill, you have a good day, man, and congrats on the big win Friday night.
Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Before we get to break here at the bottom of the hour, it sounds like it's being reported that maybe Baby Beamer gets the South Carolina job. That'd be Shane Beamer. I've known Shane. No, good dude. Need to send him a message. Now, again, I don't know if that's the difference-making hire that they needed South Carolina. That's a different topic, but I'm happy. If Shane Beamer is indeed the recipient of the head coaching position at South Carolina, I'm happy for him. That's Beamer Ball's son, Frank Beamer. Shane Beamer on the staff. Where is he? Oklahoma? Yeah. That'd be a nice elevation for him, a nice next step for Shane Beamer, if indeed that is the case. We'll get the break. Balls of Steel nominations coming up in hour number three. Hold those until then. We're coming right back. Monday edition. Hope you had a fantastic Thanksgiving. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. We're watching traffic volume increase already out here. Sections of Henderson, it's coming through Hendersonville and Vietnam. That's still not too bad as far as interstate accidents that's blocking traffic right now. There's a minor wreck 40 east between OHB and the Wilson County line. And the heaviest flow, of course, is coming westbound out of Mount Juliet right now into Hermitage. A sleep of the sharks in a grown-up atmosphere at Ripley's Aquarium in the Smokies, December 26th and 27th. All the details at ripleysaquarium.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Jamison Durham Blackwell Realty is reminding listeners that the holiday season is here and there are countless needy, underprivileged children right here in our own community who will not be receiving a gift. So please be a special guardian angel and help a child in need. Donate generously to your local USMC Dropbox and put a smile on a child's face this holiday season. This message is brought to you by Jamison Durham Blackwell Realty. If you're in the market for buying or selling, call Jamison Durham Blackwell Realty today at 615-879-5998. He's a professional who cares.
Hello, it's me, the designer jeans in your closet, the back of your closet. What am I doing here? Would you keep caviar in the back of your fridge with the ketchup and old milk? Yeah,
I don't think so. So what happened to us? I mean, have you seen my label? I used to summer in the Hamptons, and now I'm stuck behind a pair of sweats. Sure, I never really fit you quite right, and one of my pockets is so small you can't even squeeze your hand into it. But it's all about the look, and I look good. I need to get back out on the scene so I can be seen. You know, going to fancy parties, getting expensive iced coffees, Sunday fun days, okay? So take me to Goodwill, where I can really make a difference.
Your donations to Goodwill create new jobs, training programs, and education assistance for people in your community. To find your nearest donation center, go to goodwill.org. Donate stuff. Create jobs. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Allstate now has deeper savings, and deeper savings require deep thoughts and a deep voice, like mine. Save for being a new customer. Save more for adding DriveWise, and save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. As someone once said, saving today is money tomorrow. That's deep.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-ice is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
This is Johnny Ballpark Franks inviting you to join me every Saturday from 10 a.m. to noon for the Countdown to Kickoff Tailgate Show. I'll have college football insights from the SEC to the Top 25, previews, interviews, scoreboard updates, and more. Brought to you by Inns Bank, Strike and Spare Family Entertainment, real estate agent Richard Courtney with Frederick and Clark Realty, Braza Flooring, Casa of Nashville, and the Tennessee Highway Safety Office. Every Saturday morning at 10 on Nashville Sports Radio.
Bill King is the king of college football, and his sample size is large. Just ask him.
Few items here on Twitter this morning, Monday edition. No guesting now. No scheduled guesting. That's a rule. Lake Norman Buckeye. Bill, I'm going to distance myself from the horrible 20 season. Thinking towards the future. He says, Fuente, Frost, Pruitt, Babers thought they all could get it done when they got hired, but I've given up on each. Your thoughts? It doesn't look very promising for anybody on that list. Now, I'm not saying any of them get fired this year, because I'm not sure any of them will. But if you're just looking into the future, you're peering into the future, what do you see at the programs led by Fuente, Frost, Pruitt, and Babers? And, I mean, if you just want to put a nice, pretty bow tie on the pig, you can. But right now, it's not going well. Allen in Tampa. Bill, this Florida State thing is an embarrassment until they get an AD that's a football guy. It's a big CF. Georgia Dog, Bill, JT Daniels threw two games, 70% completion, 6 TDs, 540 yards. They also got the rushing game back on Saturday against South Carolina. They had 332. That was a good showing for Georgia on Saturday. Doug DiBiase up in Connecticut. Bill, would Vanderbilt be wise to take a look at a coach like Ken Niumatalolo or Jeff Monken, bring in the triple option? Vanderbilt cannot get the athletes that other SEC teams do. Yes, now that has been a topic that we have discussed on and off for about three decades here. And now, again, it's not a common topic because Vanderbilt's not a common topic. But the thinking is you can't at Vanderbilt out wide receiver, out DB, out athlete, go out and recruit players that the state U's do inside the SEC, and the answer there is you can't really. You may have a moment here or two, but you can't consistently maintain it. You just can't. So you have to be different. Why not run something like Paul Johnson at Georgia Tech or Coach Ken at Navy or et cetera? Now, you folks have to remember, this has already been tried at Vanderbilt. Jerry DiNardo took the Vanderbilt job about 30 years ago and brought in the I-bone. He had been at Colorado. He invented the I-bone, a combination mixture of the I formation and the wishbone. The I-bone. Again, he invented it. Emory Ballard invented the wishbone years prior, but Jerry DiNardo, the I-bone. And they came in to Vanderbilt, recruited a bunch of option quarterbacks, option running backs, and it, for the most part, worked. I mean, they had some huge rushing games where they could churn people up. And Jerry got the call from LSU and got the heck out of Dodge, which if any state you calls where you can win, you get the heck out of the 615. You just, you can't stay. If Penn State calls and you're James Franklin, bye-bye. I'm out of here. Most Vanderbilt coaches don't get the call. They get fired. Very few coaches at Vanderbilt ever leave on their own. Like, I won here. It's fantastic. Steve Sloan left on his own. This was back in the 70s. But it's not that common. But, yeah, I mean, maybe it doesn't sound like that's what they're doing. But with that style, you've got to be different at Vanderbilt. Would that style help them? It very well could, but they're not going to do that. That's not happening. But, Doug, good point. And we've discussed it here, and we've lived it in the 615 with Jerry DiNardo. Bubba D. No Cav, Bill, did you see the Noles 24/7 report said they're perhaps going to meet this morning? And barring the players' strong objections, they will shut down the rest of the year. I don't know anything about that. I have not. If that, I've seen people bring it up, but I don't know anything about it. I guess I was about to say, you can't imagine just shutting it down. But again, the year we're having, just the oddities that are out there, I wouldn't be that big of a shock, would it? Now, let me say this. Let me make this clear. I am really enjoying college football. It's not weird for me. I know it's the cancellations and inequity in the number of games played and all that might be weird for some. I'm enjoying the football I'm getting. I'm not complaining much. Targeting, usually I just go crazy. Targeting is such a terrible college football rule, at least the way they implement it. I have not complained about that much, if at all, this year, because I'm just grateful that we're playing some games. That's where I'm at right now. I'm just happy we're actually on the field playing. So now, if we get back next year when we're playing 12 games and everything looks like a typical season, I'll go back to complaining on some things. I'll throw some fits like a child. But right now, I'm not in the mood. I'm too happy about the games that get played. Hadn't even brought up Notre Dame yet. Went to North Carolina. Well, I brought up Clark Lee. And game tied at 14. North Carolina's moving the ball, and that's about it. Didn't get much done after that. Notre Dame wins handsomely in Chapel Hill. That was one of those games, like the BC game. You wonder. That's an upset possibility, Notre Dame not having any of it. You can dislike Brian Kelly all you want. Brian Kelly is a hellacious coach. And this might be his most both sides of the ball best team at Notre Dame. I don't think it's a team that's going to win a natty. No, I'm not saying that. But is it a playoff team? It looks playoff worthy. We'll see. They still have Syracuse, they still have Wake Forest, and then they have the ACC championship game against a healthy Clemson team. But Notre Dame's playing some really – I think this is their best, most consistent team. And got to remember now, he's had two other teams at Notre Dame undefeated regular season. No, it didn't go well once they got to the postseason, but he's had some really good teams. He's got them to where they're easily top 10 every year now. And their recruiting is also showing it. Pretty Boy came out first game in about, 3 weeks at Clemson? Looked good. Looked like Pretty Boy ought to look. Clemson easily over Pittsburgh. No worries there at all. No problems there. Anything else to touch on? Texas loses to Iowa State. That was actually a really good game. Came down basically to the end. A field goal. A missed field. A 57-yarder, wasn't it? Also, A&M playing outstanding ball. They handle LSU. A&M sit there in the AP at what, number 5? We'll get the Tuesday committee poll too. But they're sitting there waiting for somebody to drop. If somebody could drop. We'll see. I still think it's a somewhat long shot for them to get in, as chalky as everything is. But look, if the Buckeyes don't get in? Now they're not going to let 3 SEC teams in. They're going to let, as of right now, they'd let Clemson and Notre Dame in. And then I think one from the SEC. But what do you do outside of the uncertainty, which would be the Buckeyes right now? I don't know. But, no, they're not. Three SEC teams aren't getting in. What you would need if you're A&M is you need Alabama to take care of Florida in the championship game. Buckeyes don't get in because of number of games. And then I guess you'd have two ACC. Oh, gosh. You imagine the complaining that would go on then? Can you imagine? Now, for you folks who are for expansion of the playoffs, which I am not, will never be for expansion, but you're going to get expansion, like I've told you. Just because I'm not for it doesn't mean that's the future. It's going to expand. You need lots of chaos to expedite your expansion hopes. This would be one of them. Now, it's an odd year, I know. Chalk it up that way if you choose. But you would want chaos, and something that a lot of people disagree with gets you to expansion more rapidly. We've got 6 years, including this year, left on the contract. It was a 12-year original deal. We're halfway in. And if you want to speed that up to where you can get what you want, more teams in there, craziness, odd years, controversy, all of that gets you where you want to go. I don't want to go there. Yeah, I'm not for it. I say you stay at 4. I'd cut it back to 2 if you'd let me. Oh, hell yeah, I would. But you're going to get your way before I get my way. I'm also realistic. I'm also the captain of Realville here. It's going to expand. It's not going to contract. That's another thing that's dangerous about this whole thing. You need a commissioner. You don't need a commissioner of college football. That's silly. And but if you made me the commissioner, we'd go opposite. First of all, we would put in a rule, you never expand past 4. That'd be number 1. Number 2, we would take targeting, and we would make it illegal to eject somebody from the game. That's number 2. And I don't know. After that, sit back and let everything kind of marinate. But those would be the first 2 things I would do. And oh, and I would also make it, you cannot create a rule that says you have to win your league to get to the playoffs, or you have to get to your conference championship game. That would be the rule would be that's not a rule. That'd be 3. After that, we'll see. I know we need a break, and some calls hanging on Adam's telling me about, so we'll get to them as well when we come back. Just getting started, Monday edition, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Watching traffic pick up quite a bit in the last 10, 15 minutes out here on 24 up by Harding Place. Wrapping up that crash on 40 eastbound between OHB and the Wilson County line. Finally looking better in South Nashville from that accident, 1200 block of Antioch Pike. Hey, if you're looking to buy or sell a home, call Tony and Nakisha Tate, the Tate Team, 554-9795. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Brett Musburger's Action Update for WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
This Action Update brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
Looking at the three games on Thanksgiving Day in the National Football League, the Detroit Lions hosting the Houston Texans. Houston a 2.5-point road favorite, -160. Detroit at +140 with the over-under at 51.5. Washington taking on the Dallas Cowboys, both teams at 3-7. The Cowboys a 3-point home favorite, -147. Washington +127 with an over-under at AT&T Stadium at 46. The Pittsburgh Steelers at 10-0 taking on Baltimore. Steelers a 5-point home favorite at -225. Baltimore +195, over-under 45. For VSiN.com, I'm Tony Desiri, Nashville Sports Radio.
When it comes to great times with family and friends, Strike and Spare Family Entertainment keeps raising the bar. With five centers in Middle Tennessee, Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers offers bowling, games, food, drink, and entertainment for all ages. And don't forget, with TVs located throughout, you can always keep up with your favorite teams as well. Also, Hendersonville at Circus World and now Murfreesboro in the old Sears building in Stones River Mall provide two enhanced experiences to enjoy, including laser tag, roller skating, bumper cars, time freak, laser man, and a virtual reality roller coaster. Looking for a place for a gathering? Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers are great for birthday and corporate parties, fundraising events, and all types of activities and reunions. Other locations to serve you include Hermitage, Donaldson Plaza, and the Tusculum area. For more information, you can visit them online at strikeandspare.com. All locations are open 7 days a week, including holidays. And remember, there's never a bad time for a good time at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR SkyScan forecast for this morning. Look for a wind advisory and showers with a high of 68. Chance of showers tonight, low 46. Mostly sunny on Thanksgiving with a high of 61. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, low 41. Utilizing the resource of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Bob Stein.
Sports Radio WNSR.
The old BCS computer runs on diesel fuel and dreams. We know this because it lives in Bill King's garage.
Bill King Show, brought to you by the palatial, lovely Omni Nashville Hotel.
In the Rocket City, we're going to go next up. What's up, Jerry? Hello there.
Hello?
Yes, good morning.
Oh, Bill, it's Jim from Ramsey.
Oh, Jim. Sorry about that, Jim.
Oh,
I don't
no
read.
Problem.
My reading skills have just deteriorated. I can't see anymore. What's up?
Hey, pal. Hey, you know what I wanted to ask you? With the NCAA giving everyone a whole nother year of eligibility, is it going to be like a crazy transfer portal because you're going to have like 23 and 24-year-old seniors that are going to get the play? It's going to be like BYU kind of, where you're going to have a more mature player. But you have to figure 70% of these seniors that aren't even redshirt seniors are going to play again somewhere next year.
Yeah, I think it opens up the possibility for that. Now, again, you need to be a player. We're not taking you just because you're transferring, but if you're a player looking for a home, yes, absolutely.
I mean, I know I use my Rutgers example maybe too much, but Rutgers has been competitive because they were able to get some really good pieces via the transfer portal.
Yeah.
In their case, they got kids back that they had lost out to Michigan and Ohio State that came back to finish up at Rutgers or to get a master's at Rutgers. So I'm thinking that kind of talent pool that's going to be out there, that's going to be excessive, it's really going to be a plug and play for a lot of schools where they're going to be able to go pick out of a catalog basically what pieces they need.
Very possible. Yeah, and the transfer portal has picked up through the years anyways. But, yes, I think this increases the likelihood of what you're discussing.
Bill, did you get a chance to watch the Purdue-Rutgers game at all, like just to pop in and see it? Or
I did, just bits and pieces of it. Yes, I had it on.
This Coach Gleason, the OC at Rutgers, he was at Princeton, and then I think he went to Oklahoma State. But what a creative guy. I mean, they have to be creative at this point, but they're way better than I ever thought they would be. I mean, I know their records doesn't show it, but if you watch how they play, they're playing to the last play of the game. They're not
quitting
at all.
Let me put it this way. Way better than what we've been witnessing previous years at Rutgers. No question.
Now, do you think Tennessee, after they see the culture that Shiano's brought to Rutgers, do you think they regret not hiring him?
Would never admit that. You've seen Vol Twitter. Vol Twitter ain't admitting that. No. No, that's not. Now, it doesn't mean it's partially true, but they're not going to come out and admit we should have taken Shiano. They complain more about, like, should have taken Mike Leach and, because got to remember, they were with Leach out in California before the AD got called home, too.
That's so funny.
Yep.
Is Babers done at Syracuse?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know what kind of mood they're in to fire the football coach, pay him, and then go get a new guy. And I don't know how much equity he still has in the bank from a couple of years ago when they had their best season in about a decade and a half either.
But you know what? I was listening to one of the ESPN radio guys over the weekend. I forget his name. He's the one, he played at Georgia Tech, I think, for O'Leary years ago. He's like 40. I can't think of his name. But he was saying that he can't envision anyone winning at Syracuse or in Boston College because he said there's not talent. I think there's a lot of talent in the Northeast. It just doesn't get developed as much as it does in other parts of the country. So you have to be a developer if you take like a Syracuse job because you're not. New York State itself doesn't have great players. New York City has great athletes that need to be developed. I think, you know, that's where the problem lies. Like Rutgers got that kid from Wisconsin. He's a fantastic kick returner. But he was like a Brooklyn kid that went to Wisconsin, and then I guess he wanted to be closer to home. But there's a lot of examples of kids that are really good. But in high school, they don't get developed as well.
There's plenty of talent up there. It's either they don't stay home or, like you said, perhaps they're not getting developed. But I don't think talent is the issue. I just don't think. Now, Coach Hafley's doing a good job at Boston College. I think year one, regardless of the rest of the way, I think they've had a very good year one under him. I really
I told
do.
You, that's my friend Jimmy Ray. That's his nephew. Yep. And he was the Rutgers backup if they didn't get Seattle.
Jim, got to run. There's the music, buddy. Stay in touch, man.
Have a good one, Phil.
You too. There's so much to get to. College football is endless in its conversation streams. I mean, literally endless. Hour two. Hour three, by the way, Balls of Steel. If you have any of those, we will get those on there. We'll be back. Omni.